the figure of Holy Emperor Heinrich sank deep, deep into my depths.
Yes, along with four other figures. The lower bridge was once much more splendid than it is today, you know. During the 18th century, the architects Balthasar Neumann, Johann Georg Ruppelt, and Johann Andreas Bayerschroeder had built a bridge here with basket-handle arch spans and six niches for bridge sculptures. Carl Friedrich von Schönborn financed the whole project, and the sculpted figures of St. Friedrich and Charles Borromeo were supposed to be in his memory. And St. Nepomuk and Mary, Mother of Jesus, stood here too.
And Heinrich and Kunigunde, of course, the founders of the Bamberg bishopric.
Kunigunde, by the way, is the only one to have survived. It's said that her smile has broadened a little since she watched her husband sink in the Regnitz. Well, the lower bridge was later reconstructed in iron and was finally rebuilt in ferro concrete. During the last days of the war in 1945, the German armed forces blew up the central span in a futile manoeuvre, which meant the bridge had to be built yet again, this time out of concrete.
Yes, in a design reminiscent of a sow's trough. As Bamberg folk fondly refer to it. When the new bridge was opened in 1967, you know, the people of Bamberg didn't attend.
Shall we carry on now? I think we could go along Dominikanerstraße and then to the right across Kasernenstraße and down to Leinritt. There on the other bank we'll be able to see Bamberg's little Venice. What do you think?